Well, hey, hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. You know what? It's still snowing.
It is still snowing. I don't think it stopped, actually.
It's also snowing.
Snowing. It's snowing and snowing.
Mm-hmm. It's putting snow in places you don't want it, like your driveway.
Yeah.
It's stowing snow in your driveway. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to find a kid willing to shovel my driveway for $5, so I did it myself last night.
Big surprise there.
Well, actually, I didn't find a kid at all, so none knocked on my door.
It's because they knew you'd only offer $5.
No, it's because they're too busy playing video games to get off their butt.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Well, that could be.
Yeah. So I'm glad Mel decided to copy how I dressed today.
I did not. How was I supposed to know what you're going to wear?
You always wear jerseys after the game's over. You always wear them on the wrong day.
I was told I was supposed to wear them on Friday.
Yeah, you are.
So I did.
Yeah.
It's not my fault that we both have a Jared Allen jersey on today.
I wish I would have grabbed the Chad Greenway. Even the Brett Favre would have been better than wearing the Greenway or the Jared Allen when you're wearing it.
I don't know what your problem is.
You have a Percy Harvin jersey.
Yeah, I know. It's white.
Yeah, I know. It looks cool.
And
nobody
buys
the white jerseys.
It's way big on me.
Well, football jerseys are supposed to be big.
Not that big. You fit like two of me in there now. I know you bought it for me when I was fat.
It's not that big.
It is big. It goes down to my knees. It would be a dress. I mean, I could wear tights with it, I suppose. Yeah, and make it a dress. Belt.
It's also the one with the embroidered
I know,
numbers,
and I like
not
it,
the screened
but it's
numbers.
Too big now.
Okay. So you just got that one?
Yeah.
That's like the old Reebok. Where did they get that? What consignment store did they buy that one at?
It was a friend of mine's that her boyfriend got it for her. She had the tag still on it, never wore it.
Oh.
So she sold it for me for a really good deal.
She sold it for you?
She sold it to me.
Oh.
I can't speak yet this morning. Hold on. Give me like an hour. I'll be fine.
Did you borrow her anything?
No, I did not.
Did you help her wash dishes?
I don't ever say wash.
I know. I'm exaggerating.
Okay.
Calm down. Okay. So it's snowing out and there is a snow alert for the city of Sioux Falls. That means don't park on the street or you will spend an hour digging your car out if they don't tow it.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had that happen once.
It got towed or digging it
no,
out?
No, it got plowed in.
Oh.
And they just went around my car, which let's just say a Chevy Cavalier is not getting through that pile of snow.
Mm-mm.
It took me, I don't know how long to dig out. Because, of course, you try to do the bare minimum. So I just tried to, you know, dig out the part where the car would go.
Right.
No, that wasn't good enough. Because there was snow under the wheels and everywhere. And yeah. So zone 3 plowing is going to start after 8 a.m. this morning. And they'll keep once all the emergency routes have been cleared. Then later on at 8 p.m. tonight, zone 2, they will start plowing the east-west streets. Starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., zone 2 north-south streets will get plowed. And then zone 1 will start 1 a.m. Saturday.
Wow.
So, if you have a car in the street, you probably want to get it out of there.
Be a good idea.
And you know, the city of Sioux Falls, they have like text alerts and tweets and Facebook. SiouxFalls.org/snow. You can subscribe to the email alert notifications. I think they have a text alert. I'm looking here, looking. No, I don't. I guess not. But they do have the emails, so... yeah, they're going to start plowing, and I'm really glad that I was diligent and shoveled my driveway and sidewalk last night, because now there's another 2 inches of snow on my driveway and sidewalk.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
You haven't?
No.
I'm so surprised.
Well, don't you have to wait until the snow stops before you have to?
It's a little less work later.
I know, but my landlord's going to come and do the driveway. He's got a plow.
That's not fair.
Why?
My landlord's never... I lived in an apartment building. It seemed like it took him a week and a half to come plow. It was so annoying. You're trying to... And by the time they do come, it doesn't matter because all the snow has been driven on and it's packed.
Yeah.
And it's basically turned into ice.
Yeah.
And then the plow guy shows up. I'm like, oh, that's great. Yeah, what are you going to do? Shave the ice? Is that we making smoothies here? Thanks for coming. Yeah. So be careful on your way to work this morning.
It's a little slippery out.
It's, well, it's kind of a lot slippery if the street hasn't been plowed.
Yeah, it depends.
Interstate on and off ramps are very slippery.
Yes.
If they haven't been plowed, because the one I got on this morning was not plowed and it was slick.
Portions of the interstate, most of them have the plows out because I saw plows on the way here. But there are portions that are still pretty snow covered and I could see them.
Heads up, 229 hasn't been plowed. The like the on off lane, the far right lane, if there's three lanes,
okay,
hasn't been plowed at all. The left lane hasn't been plowed at all when I was coming in. So basically the only, and it wasn't plowed, it's just people have been driving on the normal left lane,
right,
or right lane. And so there's no snow there, but there's snow everywhere else on 229 when I came in. So if it hasn't been dealt with by the time the rush hour starts, oh, we're going to have a demolition derby run 229 this morning.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
That should be, I don't know if that is like the first thing they do in the city.
I don't know.
As far as the interstates go?
I would think so.
Because that's state, that isn't city. City doesn't plow the interstates.
Well, 29 had plows out, so.
Yeah, it's going to be a little dicey this morning, so don't be dumb. There were not one, but two Highway Patrol cars hit yesterday by people overdriving road conditions.
Yikes, I wouldn't want to hit that. That would be bad.
Yeah.
To hit a Highway Patrolman.
And I saw one of them was Dave Knutson, a guy I went to high school with.
Yeah.
He got hit a few years ago.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Are they okay? They just...
Yeah, there were no injuries.
Okay.
Fortunately. There was lots of stupid.
Yeah.
It's a shame they can't give you a ticket for stupid.
They can. Snooki got one.
No, that was being annoying, oh, yeah. Not stupid.
That's close.
It's in the same ballpark, but not exactly the same thing.
Do you want to hear some totals for snow?
Yeah.
Sean Cable says that the Sioux Falls Airport reporting 4.8 inches so far. And
I told you yesterday. Remember I said that?
You didn't say 4.8.
I said between 4.8 and 5.78.
And then Yankton is reporting 6.5 inches.
Yeah, further south, it sounded like there was somewhere else I heard this morning that got like close to 7 inches or something like that, 6 or 7.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a fair amount of snow this morning. So don't be dumb when you're driving to work. It'll only ruin your day. And it is Friday. We got the weekend wake up with DJ Core.
Yeah.
We have the last match for cash.
It's very easy.
It's going to be very easy because it's the last one
mm-hmm.
for the year. And what else? There was something else.
That's so weird that you said it's for the year because the year's almost over.
Yeah. It is almost over.
Last for the month or something like that, but now it's last for the year.
We've got tickets to the Vault mm-hmm. comedy night.
Yes, we do.
Correct. We're mm-hmm. going to do that at 7:55 this morning. And
I have them what in are my you holding? Hand.
Oh.
I had them in my hand. I was just showing.
You said yes. I didn't need to see
oh,
them.
Oh, okay.
And today is the greatest day I've ever known. We'll find out why. Coming up next, hang on.
The Hot Morning Show. Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:23. We are going to top out today at 19. 40% chance of snow. It's gonna snow before noon, basically, and then taper off and go away. But I don't know how much more is gonna fall. How much more snow I'm gonna have to shovel?
Couple inches, probably.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you getting that from?
Just guessing.
Oh, I don't think it's gonna be a couple inches.
You don't think so?
It's not snowing that hard.
That's true. It isn't right now.
Okay. You're never doing weather, ever.
I can guess.
It's probably going to snow another foot or so.
I didn't say
by
that.
By noon.
I know.
So good luck getting home or going to lunch or anything like that.
That does not sound like me.
No, it doesn't. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
If at any time in 2012 I have annoyed you, pissed you off, or said the wrong thing, suck it up, buttercup, because 2013 ain't going to be any different.
Nope. Sure isn't. So looking forward to the new year.
Yay!
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Side note, Mel can see in the dark.
I can. We have proof.
Today is December 28th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because cute little David Archuleta is 22 today.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, he was runner-up on American Idol a few years back. That show's still on? Oh, yeah, it's starting up here pretty soon.
Yes.
Let's see here. Sienna Miller is 31 today. Akon is 33 today. Real name? Alayoun Fayam.
I'm glad he went with Akon.
Singer John Legend is 34. He's famous, but you don't really know many of his songs. Seth Meyers from Saturday Night Live is 39. The original pickup man, Joe Diffie, is 54.
I've met Joe Diffie.
Have you met Denzel Washington?
Nope.
He's 58 today.
I would like to meet him, though.
Getting so close to turning off your microphone.
What have I done? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed today?
No.
You are kind of crabby. A little overcritical
today. I really wish I hadn't mentioned Joe Diffie.
Why?
Edgar Winter, did you ever meet him?
Why does it matter that I think
He's
that's
66.
Interesting that I met Joe Diffie?
He's in the Edgar Winter group. Stan Lee, comic book creator of Spider-Man and the Incredible Hulk, is 90 today. For some reason, on this day in 1846, Iowa became the 29th state in the Union. Someday they're going to make those people get driver's licenses.
Take a test, maybe.
We love you, Iowa. We're just kidding. We're just kidding. But we get really scared when we see your license plate this time of year.
It's true.
1993, Shania Twain. Did you meet her?
No, I always wanted to meet her, though.
She married record producer Mutt Lange. They
Stupid
separated
name.
In 2008 after he was cheating on her. And today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the 40th birthday of an NFL legend, an icon, from South Dakota.
Oh.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
How old?
40.
40 from South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a male or female?
He's an NFL icon.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A legend, especially in Boston.
Okay.
He was from Rapid City and went to South Dakota State.
I don't know who it is. Just tell me.
His last name is Vinatieri.
I don't know what his name is.
Really?
No.
Adam Vinatieri? You've never heard of Adam Vinatieri?
Vinatieri sounds familiar. I didn't even know he was from South Dakota.
Yeah, he went to SDSU. He's from Rapid. I went to college with his brother.
Cool.
Will probably be the first kicker inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame.
Have you met him?
No, but I have
but
an autographed mini helmet.
But you met his brother?
Kicked a 48-yarder in Super Bowl 36 to beat the Rams. And kicked one out of the snow in New England to beat the Raiders in the Tuck Rule game.
Holy moly.
And honestly, was not that good a kicker in college. He was good. He wasn't great. Was a really good punter.
Okay.
And then he got better. A lot better. He never misses when it counts. Adam Vinatieri's 40 today, and that is why today, December 28th is... Yeah, he kicks for the Colts now, and Turd hit a game winner against the Vikings this year.
Okay.
And he caused me to get covered in peanut butter. I'll tell that story later. What's coming up in the dirt?
Will Ben Affleck be running for Senate? I have that story coming up in the dirt.
Hot 104.7. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hey, hi.
What up?
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Despite rumors, Ben Affleck is not vying for a Senate seat just yet. He announced on Facebook page on December 24th, I love Massachusetts and our political process, but I am not running for office. TMZ reports that a stalker who was found and apprehended on Taylor Swift's property isn't facing any criminal charges at all. Jacob Cluck, I think it's how you say his last name. Kulk. I don't know. Anyway, he's 24. He hopped a fence on Swift's property in Nashville on December 14th. When cops got a hold of him, he explained that he actually was Swift's boyfriend and had ridden a bus all the way from Wisconsin to see her. That sounds believable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kulk thought his presence was a gift for Taylor Swift's birthday. So why is Kulk getting off without any trouble? Well, apparently Swift doesn't have any no trespassing signs on her property, which means he can't get into any legal trouble for showing up uninvited. Further, Swift and her family decided not to press charges. That's so weird. He was still trespassing.
Trouble.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Didn't mean to show up out of the blue uninvited.
Yeah. So does that mean that everybody needs to put a no trespassing sign up
in their
property?
Yeah, I guess that is what it means.
I have never heard of that before.
Neither have I.
If he jumped the fence, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like you should probably not have to have a sign up, but...
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway.
Weird.
So, there is a, this one is going to require some music.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What kind of music?
There's a New Year's Eve tradition in North Carolina. It attracts thousands of people to the tiny town of Brasstown.
Brasstown?
Brasstown, North Carolina.
Where's that at? Is it by Greenville?
It's in North Carolina.
I know. I'm just wondering what it was by.
The Asheville Citizen Times reports that Brasstown will have its annual possum drop on New Year's Eve. However, there is one big change going on this year. There will be no live possums dropped. During previous drops, the possum was suspended in a see-through box covered with tinsel and lowered to the ground at midnight. Last month, a judge ruled that a state agency lacked the authority to issue a permit for the drop. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, of course, those hippies.
PETA.
They had to go and sue. Because they thought it was animal cruelty to have a possum in a cage. Well, I could have just shot the possum, and that would have been just fine. Anyway, so instead, we're gonna drop roadkill possum. In Brasstown, North Carolina.
Why don't they just stop doing it then?
Because it's tradition. There's some things that shouldn't be changed. We got to drop a possum on New Year's Eve.
What's worse, honestly, having a live possum in there just hanging out or having a dead one in there?
I don't know, but they're both delicious.
Gross.
Nothing better than possum on New Year's Eve.
Oh my God.
Little Lowry's.
Please stop. That's disgusting.
We marinate it in Coca-Cola. It's yummy.
Some brown sugar.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 6:49. We're going to top out at 19 today. It's snowing. It's a little dicey out there in places. Snow alert for Sioux Falls, Zone 3. They'll start plowing in a little more than an hour from now at 8 a.m. So if you live in Zone 3, make sure you don't have a car on the street or... It probably won't get ticketed and towed, but you'll get plowed in for sure.
And that's not fun.
Not at all. So I found this story about Rapid City's police department's doing tweet-alongs.
Ah.
Like a virtual ride-along. So they'll, like, post tweets of what they're doing, you know, that, you know, it's kind of like a ride-along with an officer, except, you know, he's tweeting. Now, I don't know how... Often he's tweeting. Obviously, I would hope he's not tweeting and driving.
Oh, so the officer is. It's not somebody else tweeting for them?
Well, I'm guessing that someone else is tweeting for them, yeah. But, I mean, they post, it's actually the department's police information officer.
Oh.
Will post regular updates to Twitter about what they're doing while they're on duty. You know, could be noise complaint, could be, you know, alarm or something. I did a ride along with a buddy of mine in Inglewood, Colorado, a suburb of Denver,
and
Lakewood. And most of what he was doing was incredibly boring.
I can imagine.
There were a couple of interesting things, like there were two brothers who lived in their mom's basement who got into a fight over a video game. And when we pulled up, they were both sitting outside and he was just kind of joking with me about whatever, you know. And then he gets out of the car and goes, "What's going on, guys?" Just like went from my buddy to Super serious dude. It was really interesting to watch him just change instantly.
Wow.
On the story I'm looking at is on the NewYorkDailyNews.com. It was an Associated Press story that they picked up. And there's a photo of a few different officers waiting for paramedics at a hit and run thing. There's another picture of an officer giving a citation for a woman who is consuming alcohol in public.
Oh. So are they going to also post twit pics? Is that what they call them?
Well, yeah, I think that's what this was.
Oh, for the Rapid City one?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So they're going to post pictures and also tweet what they're doing then?
It certainly seems that way because the photos that were included with the story were look like cell phone camera photos.
Oh, gotcha.
But, yeah, no, it's kind of neat. Vermilion did that during D-Days. The Vermilion Police Department. See, that was terribly entertaining.
That's very entertaining.
It was fun.
Because there's just a whole bunch of drunk people.
Oh, I know. It was so much fun to follow that.
So that I get. I guess on a normal day in Rapid City, I don't think it'd be
speaking of
all that entertaining. But
police and drunks.
Okay.
There was a story I had yesterday when I was filling in for Johnny because I was an idiot and forgot to assign someone to fill in for him. Let me tell you how happy I was about that.
How happy were you?
I was so happy. I did two radio shows yesterday. Anyway, so this guy is hammered and he is losing it in the back of this police car. He gets arrested. They had to tase him.
Ooh.
And it wasn't a don't tase me, bro kind of thing.
Oh.
He just kind of started screaming.
Help! 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 Help me! Help!
And then he started banging his head against everything in the back of the car.
Whoa.
And then when he calmed down, he wanted his mommy.
I want my mom. I want my mom. I want my mom.
Talk about a tantrum.
Yeah, a little
How
bit.
How old was he?
A grown man.
Wow.
I guess in his 20s somewhere. I want my mom. I want my mom.
No, but like when he was like,
I want my mom.
Crying, it sounded like an actual tantrum.
I want my mom. I want my mom.
Yeah, you can watch the video of that at our website, hot1047.com. The final match for cash, it's worth $45. It's coming up at 7:20. We've also got tickets to the Fat Daddies and Vault Comedy Night on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, Steve Hurst is going to be playing.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
He's going to be there on New Year's Eve. We got tickets for that at 7:55. Also this morning, after 8 o'clock, a Wild Water West season pass will be up for grabs. That's all coming up. Hang up.
Hot1047.com.